Exercise 3A, page 34. You're listening to The Travel Show on 103.5 Air FM. In the studio now, I'm delighted to welcome a regular visitor of ours, Suzanne Moon. Suzanne is a travel writer for the National Geographic magazine and joins us today to talk about her recent trip to Dublin, the capital city of Ireland. Suzanne, was this your first visit to Dublin?
In a way, yes. I had been to Ireland once before, and like my recent trip, had flown to Dublin Airport. But on that occasion, I stayed in Cork in the south of the country and didn't get to see the capital at all. So yes, this was basically my first opportunity to be a tourist in Dublin.
And where did you stay?
Well, before flying out, I hadn't booked anything online. My friend had told me that the best thing to do is just walk around until you find something suitable. So from the airport, I took a taxi to the city centre. But in Ireland, you can always expect a conversation. After he found out about my circumstances, the taxi driver suggested a place called the Parnell Hotel. And it was perfect. Clean and comfortable, it was just what I wanted.
So what attractions did you see during your stay?
Well, in Dublin, there are attractions on every corner. In fact, because the city centre is so compact, you don't even need to use public transport to get around. For tourists, the best thing to do is just wander about. Just outside my hotel, for instance, was the Dublin Writers' Museum. Dublin has a rich literary past and is home to two Nobel Prize winners in literature, Samuel Beckett and James Joyce. It was fascinating to learn about the lives of Dublin's famous writers and view their portraits, letters and personal items. And admission was free of charge.
And what other attractions did you enjoy in Dublin?
Well, the highlight for me was a visit to Croke Park, Ireland's biggest sports stadium and the largest stadium in Europe that is not used for football. The stadium is home to Gaelic football and hurling, Ireland's two national sports. Crowds of over 80,000 people regularly pack into the stadium to watch games between county teams. There is also a museum within the stadium which traces the history of Gaelic games.
And what about shopping? Was Dublin a good place to pick up bargains?
Well, to be honest, the one major drawback of the trip was the cost. Sometimes it seemed like everything, particularly for tourists, was overpriced. In the end, in fact, I chose not to buy any souvenirs at all. And the restaurants were even worse. Don't get me wrong, the food and service were delightful, but some of the checks I had to pay were just unbelievable.
That is disappointing. So what about your overall impressions of Dublin then? Is it a destination you'd recommend to our listeners?
For a short city break, Dublin is perfect. As long as you're careful with your cash, there's no reason why you can't spend a very enjoyable few days in the city. And one more thing, don't be shy to interact with the people you meet. Dubliners like nothing more than a chat, and you'll learn more about Dublin from them than any guidebook.
That sounds like good advice. Suzanne, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope we get the chance to speak again soon.